in Dreamtime. I had always thought gravity was only a concept conditioned by evolution into our DNA to prevent us from falling here on the edge of the Nullarbor, Western Australia. I was walking on blue, reflected in the impossible whiteness of this salt-glazed desert, so alone in all this arid radiance, the demons of my thoughts, all I had for company. I was wrong, for I was not the sole possessor of this vastness. I shared it with another, at first the merest smidgen on the merging of sky and plain, and then, as the blip grew into something comprising shape and form, I recognized an ancient Holden, a model of car as peculiar as any marsupial. Responding to the magnet I keep concealed in my thumb, this relic of 50s Oz, an amalgam of various wrecks, ground to a halt, spraying gravel on my unprotected knees. With the vagueness of delirium, I resolved as I stumbled forwards to change out of my kilt at the first opportunity. Such an impractical garment for this desert terrain. Window glass, smeared and grimy, blurry underneath its Pickwickian Christmas card coating of white dust. The driver leaning over to unsnip the lock, stuffing something bulky below the passenger seat. Then the door groaning open to reveal a white face, bloodshot, wide-angled eyes, a crooked, broken-toothed grin. Nay introduction necessary. Anywhere, any place, the furry freak brother, and myself, yeah, just another Scotsman on walkabout. Tucking my tartan about my knees and gratefully accepting the sag of the torn leather seat, I slumped back, blissfully closing my eyes as the car took to the road, a wounded camel escaping a rodeo of circus sadists, a motor launch surging against a choppy sea, the tang of salt, burning rubber, oil, and sitting bolt upright. I asked him then, "You wouldn't happen to have a smoke on you? Something real. Right now, I think I'd offer up my soul in exchange for one little joint." Scratching his light beard, the nail long and yellowing, furry freak brother seemed to be weighing me up for a knock. Then, as he stretched the elastic moment to breaking point, he chuckled, "Reach under your seat, copper, and he'll find a bag wrapped in an old bit of sack. Papers and matches inside. Careful you don't spill it. Best goddamn weed in Australia. Just driven 1,000 clicks to get it from a Chinaman." So, Nirvana was a Chinaman's creation. I guess I'll believe in about anything, just so long as it gets me there. Crawling voices from the speaker beside my ear, a familiar rhythm. Nippin' Heads, a Glasgow band I knew from the alt country, though for the life of me, I couldn't recall having heard the track before. I wasn't here, I was there. I wasn't there, I was here. In a desert, this was clear. On a road in a car, that wasn't really here nor there. Was I coming? Was I going? Was this the end? Or was it the beginning? did I care or did I know? I didn't really ken. No doubt, prompted by the words of the song, Furry Freak Brother eyed me a screwball gaze. Listen, mate, he said. Well, how did you come to be hitching out here in all this fucking desert? A Scotchman in a kilt? He shook his head slowly. I mean, part of me brain still thinks I'm fucking hallucinating you. Sighing, I looked out of the window. Blue of the salt, now tinged with red dirt. Road signs. What was left of them? Triangulated jumping kangaroos, peppered with gunshot. Passing Furry Freak Brother the joint, I asked him then, are you sure you really want to know? It's a long story, and once I get started, I'll let the sentence hang. A grinning Bugs Bunny gone to seed, Furry Freak Brother slowly expelled the smoke between the gaps of his nicotine-stained teeth. His voice squeezed out like pressed garlic. Why not, Cobber? Passes the time, done it. We ain't going nowhere fast, and besides, this old beauty's engine likes to overheat, so we gotta take it real slow. Automatically, reaching into the bag once more, I asked him then, you don't mind if I roll another one, do you, mate? A big one this time. Sure, he drawled. It grows. I noticed then my hands were shaking. The story was welling up inside me, and I had to spit it out. Was it the pearl under the mattress that done it? Or a splinter of glass? Was that lassie still my duchess, or my trouble and strife? Was it me, or was it her that done it? I didn't really ken. Was that who's a daughter, a button then, on a midden, or a castle on a hill? Was my wife that who shagged all my friends? I didn't really ken. And was that road paved with good intentions, my highway to hell? Was it my way out or my way down? I didn't really ken. And was this the end or another beginning? Did I care? Was it fair? I didn't really ken.